This is SQPN, the StarQuest Production Network, leading the way. Listening to Catholic Weekend, episode number 300 for the week ending Saturday, January 2nd, 2016. Hello, I'm Jeff Nielsen, also known as Captain Jeff, and I'm in Roswell, Georgia, and joining me today from Conyers, Georgia, the lovely Miss Maria Johnson.
Hi, everybody. I'm feeling a little bit like a Mona Lisa.
And also joining us today from the plains of Oklahoma, we have Steve Nelson. Sorry, got a little distracted there.
Yeah, having trouble remembering my name?
No, I was just having trouble stopping Maria's sound effect going on in the background.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, welcome. Steve. And also joining us from Western Montana. I guess, is it Western Montana or Northern Montana?
Northern.
Okay. Northern Montana, Father Corey Stika.
Howdy, all.
Boy, it's off to a rough start already.
In other words, normal.
Yeah, normal.
The old train wreck. Don't even know the half of it.
Yeah, didn't you say it was episode 300?
There you go.
Yep.
Mine's around here.
Yep.
You'd think we would figure this stuff out.
You'd think that. Let's see. We're also trying to get Lynn Francisco, our producer and note taker and all that kind of stuff, to join us. She's out in San Diego and she cannot find the link. So I'm going to send her a quick message here and say it's in the email. All right. And I'll also go ahead and resend it just in case she didn't see it. Oh, you know what? For some reason, it didn't get sent to her. It's my fault. Sorry, Lynn.
You're so silly.
I'm such an idiot. You're an idiot.
I have a feeling this is going to be an episode where we're going to be hearing a lot of this.
Yes.
Yay.
Okay. Just doing a little bit of background work here and send. Okay, there you go, Lynn. My bad. Mm-hmm. I was assuming that I was sending this this whole conversation we were having via email. I thought it was being sent to everyone. Yeah, anyway. Mm-hmm. Okay, so happy 2016, y'all.
2016. Gosh, I feel so old all of a sudden.
Let's see. It's the 2nd of January. Let's see. 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 1, 2. The ninth day of Christmas. My true love sent to me. What?
I haven't sung that song in years. So I don't remember.
Is it Nine Lords a Leaping?
Hmm.
No.
All I can think of is Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Nine Ladies Dancing?
All I can think of is Bob and Doug McKenzie, A Beer in a Tree.
Yeah. That was a great song. Did
Catholic Message.
Yeah.
Let's see. 12 days of Christmas. See if we can find what the ninth day is. Anyway, happy Christmas. As we all know, and we've talked about this several times over the years, we're still in the Christmas season, and it just started on the 25th.
We haven't had a show since before Christmas. And
no.
I went to a great Christmas Eve mass at my parish here in Tulsa. It's just beautiful. They just did a fantastic job. My sister and I went, and she has recently started going back to mass regularly, and so we went and just had a great time.
Excellent.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I hear a little bell. Does that mean that somebody joined us?
There she is.
Perhaps.
Could be. Can you hear me?
We can.
Yay.
Hello, Lynn. I don't know why you didn't get that link initially, but that conversation we were having.
I was looking for the email. I was like, I never got it.
And then
Mike typed live in the chat room, I was like, oh, well, okay. I guess I'm not going to be on the show.
Yeah, well, that was not intentional. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
So happy New Year and Merry Christmas time. It's the ninth day of Christmas. Nine ladies dancing, I think I was just looking up. And you're in San Diego, you say?
I am, yes.
Okay. And
spending some time here with the family and all that.
You know what we need to do, Lynn? You have been, producing the show and doing the notes and trying to do your best to organize things. Despite our attempts to derail everything.
It's like herding cats, I tell you.
It is. So, but I noticed, and many people noticed, I think, over the last, a couple of months, that you've been really busy on Saturdays. What exactly have you been doing?
Well, I have been a part of a choral group, the Raleigh Convocation Choir, and we were in the midst of our Evensong season. And so this is a group, an Episcopal diocesan group, actually, that whose speciality is singing, presenting choral evensongs at various venues around the Episcopal Diocese of North Carolina. And so that group sings mostly a cappella just basically a lot of, we tend to do a lot of early music because that's the music that tends to be in the public domain. But it's a very, very talented group of singers. I know that at least with the groups who have attended our evensong services, they tell us that they're really fed by the music that we present and the prayers that we pray. So it's been a wonderful experience.
So this year you did the evensong. Is it next year you're going to do the odd song? I'm sorry. I should get the rim shot.
That was too much of a setup.
Hashtag putty.
I thought there was something else that you were involved with. Didn't you do some kind of a, weren't you in a play or something?
Or a musical? That wasn't me. That may have been somebody else. But yeah, another time I had to miss because I was probably rehearsing for lessons and carols in church. So, I mean, it was that particular season, right?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. Well, anyway,
what are you talking about? It's never busy around Christmas time. Everything's nice and quiet. There's never anything going on. Yeah. Right.
I mean, honestly, if you work in the church, then, Christmas, Easter, those are your two busiest seasons.
It's like, don't even bother calling a church the week after Christmas. No one's there.
Oh,
the
yeah.
priest is gone. The office staff is gone. Everyone's gone.
Why do you think I'm here? Right? We shut down the office for the week.
All right. Well, welcome, Lynn. I know you've been on various points in time on the Catholic Weekend Show, so this is not your first time joining the show, but welcome back.
Thank you.
And so how was your Christmas? How long have you been out in San Diego?
I actually came after Christmas because, since, you work in the church, somebody has to provide the music for the masses, right?
Yeah.
So I didn't actually come out here until the 28th. I got here like really, really, really late at night, like almost midnight San Diego time. And so I really wasn't alive, so to speak, until Tuesday. And so it was really just a lot of spending time with family. And we drove up to Los Angeles and back yesterday to celebrate New Year's with the extended family. And also my aunt celebrated a birthday yesterday as well. So it's a lot of nice time with family. And I'll be here until Monday night, flying back to Durham at that time, doing the, how do you call it? The red eye, I guess.
I guess. Flight. I don't know. Miserable flight.
Yeah. So I'll leave it up to your colleagues at ACME to bring me back safely.
Okay. Well, I'm sure they'll do a good job. I was in Durham. Chapel Hill. Is that where the university is? I know there are several universities.
Yes, you were at Chapel Hill and you didn't tell me?
Well, it was like a last minute thing and we didn't get in until really late and then we just left the next day. And so I didn't call because I figured that, you have a job and wouldn't be available. And I wasn't there that long. We stayed at the Carolina Inn.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a really nice little hotel there right next to the campus.
Oh, right on campus, actually.
Or on campus, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I'm in Chapel Hill all the time. So, you know, you could have called me.
Yeah, I know, but it was late. I mean, we didn't get in until like, you know, like 10 or 11 o'clock at night. So
okay.
It wasn't really, it wouldn't have worked out. Maria Johnson. Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Lynn.
I was about to say the only things that would probably be open at that time would be some of the eateries that cater to students on Franklin Street.
So. Well, I went to this place called Top of the Hill Brewing Company or something. Restaurant and Brewing.
Top of the Hill. Yeah. Uh-huh. You get a nice view of Chapel Hill, you know.
Yeah. Well, we walked in and it's kind of an odd way to get into the place. You walk up these stairs and you kind of feel like, is this really the entrance to this place? And then we walked in and there were like a couple they look like bouncers to me, like, you know, they were expecting some kind of a big party and, you know, like a dance scene and all that kind of stuff. And we walked in and there was nobody else in the place except employees because everybody had already left for Christmas vacation. All the students were gone. I think like the day before was graduation. So it was weird.
Oh, okay. So you were there in like mid-December then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, I was going to say, Maria Johnson, how was your, or how is your Christmas holiday going?
It's fantastic. It started with Festivus.
Oh, yes.
Do you
hang on. I have my Festivus pole.
Oh, boy.
Do people really do Festivus?
Well, we did Festivus one time many, many years ago when Seinfeld did it. And it always kind of stayed as a family thing. So as adults, we did Festivus, you know, with the kids, we did Festivus. But this year, what happened is that my daughter got engaged and was going to go spend some actual Christmas Day with her fiance's family. So what happened is that we had Christmas a day early because we celebrate Christmas Eve. We do the Noche Buena. So we roasted a pig on the 23rd, which is the day of Festivus. So we thought it was funny and put up a Festivus pole. And instead of dressing up, because it wasn't really Christmas Eve, instead of dressing up, we were casual. You know, we dressed comfortably and we had comfort food. And we actually had feats of strength because we had to move the pig around because it was pouring rain in Atlanta for like 10 days.
Oh, geez.
And so it ended up being a default Festivus. So we just played it up and had a good time. It was funny.
Well, I have the miniature Festivus pole behind me.
We took John's. I think I posted a picture of it. We took one of John's aluminum canes and turned it upside down and put an old Christmas tree skirt around it. So we had a good time, but we ate and drank and festivated and had a good time.
That's cool.
And then went to Christmas Eve Mass because that was like our Christmas day. And so, oh, my son is here. What is that? Hello.
And, are they delivering breakfast and lunch and all that kind of stuff already?
They're all starting to wake up. We've been playing board games, and we got the Catan extension.
Oh, fun.
I think Knights and I don't know what the extension was, but it's so complex that it turned into a de facto drinking game because we were playing for so long that whenever somebody finished their turn, they would get up and say, can I refresh anything for anybody?
Yes. This game is making me thirsty.
I'll give you 10 sheep for a beer.
That's right. Yeah. that's about what it rolled down to. Anyway, we had a great time. We've just really been enjoying our presence to each other, which has been really wonderful.
P-R-E-S-C-E-N-S? Yeah.
Nice.
Very cool. Yeah, that's more important than the presents, the S-E-N-T-S.
That's right.
Yeah, it's been great here at the Nielsen House. We've had everybody home over the last couple of weeks. And Natalie is above me in her room right now. I could hear her scampering. There we go. Scampering about upstairs, trying to get all packed up with her tons. And I literally mean tons of clothes and shoes and everything else. She's going to work today. And then she's driving back tomorrow, back to school.
So she's starting back next week?
Yeah, she's starting on Monday, I think.
Wow.
They have something called winter term or something like that. It's like a short, like a 4-week term or something like that where they do one class.
Is this the one who's over in Elon?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it.
Yeah. So anyway. Oh, guess what? I'm hearing some music coming in the background in our auto play file, and it's Puxatani. Man, I can't speak this morning. Here, let me take a sip of my what is this called? What's that stuff we have? Eggnog latte. You're probably thinking, yeah, what's in there, really?
Struggling with coffee, dude.
Yeah. Well, you definitely need more.
All right. Punxsutawney Phil. There we go. Alan Marchand. And he plays this in the background while we talk about the way that you can help out the StarQuest Production Network, and that is by, well, if you don't pray for us, you really need to, obviously. But if you would like to support us financially, that would be awesome. And, you know, it's I think it's still, I don't know, how do the taxes work? Can you still contribute to charitable institutions before the 15th of April and still get a tax deduction for the year?
I don't think so. I think it only counts for like...
Oh, well, never mind. Well, 2016 just came.
Mine was $11.59.
Okay, yeah. Well, never mind. But hey, if you haven't made any contributions yet for 2016...
There you go.
Now you can do it. And so you can do that by heading over to sqpn.com/donate. And my little Natalie is calling me right now for some reason. I don't know.
Daddy!
All right. Yeah, so I might have to get that call. She's still trying to call me. Okay, well, anyway, sorry for the distraction. So head over to sqpn.com/donate, and there you'll find convenient ways to start up a recurring payment to the StarQuest Production Network or a one-time contribution. It all works. And also, if you find that a little bit too painful, you can do your shopping on Amazon.com. And by using the SQPN affiliate link first, we'll end up getting a little bit of that purchase. And that all adds up to a nice monthly check that we receive from Amazon. So again, I know we've just done all our Christmas shopping, but hey, Epiphany's coming up, and you know, that's when the wise men gave gifts, right? So why not give some gifts to your friends and family and head over to Amazon.com, do some shopping. Again, make sure you click that link first. That way we'll receive some benefit from that. And yes, sir.
I was going to say, thanks for the Epiphany reminder. I've been meaning to go down to the frankincense store.
No, I think you can go on to Amazon. Let me see.
We gave Jonathan the bearded, what is it, the beard balm, the Catholic beard balm. With,
what?
Yeah, with the scent of chrism.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah.
Beard balm with chrism. Wow, that sounds pretty cool. I don't really
have a daily reminder of your baptismal promises.
Nice.
That's cool.
Frankincense. How do you spell frankincense? Frankincense essential oil on Amazon. So head over there right now. First, click on the affiliate link on the SQPN site, and then there you can do your shopping for frankincense essential oil. And all kinds of things that have frankincense in it, including a small decorated brass charcoal screen incense burner with wooden coaster for only $6.25. Then you can burn your actual incense there for $9.75 from New Age smudges and herbs.
My trouble is I'm allergic to most of those scents, so I can't have that stuff in my house.
Anyway, so thank you for putting up with that very, very terribly done promotional segment. It's only been a couple of weeks since we've done the show, but I'm already way out of practice for some reason.
You're rusty.
Yeah.
Hey, Maria, you made a mention to somebody getting engaged a little while ago. What's that all about?
Oh, yeah. My daughter is engaged. She got engaged over the between Christmas and New Year's.
I saw those pictures on Facebook.
Yeah, they're so happy. They're a nice young couple.
Congratulations to them.
Yeah. So excellent. We'll see what's next.
The family continues to grow.
The family continues to grow.
Excellent.
Good peeps. Pray for them. They'll need it this year as they try not to kill each other.
And I think that's against one of those commandments. So,
killing each other.
Yeah. So this is episode. I'm sorry. I keep talking over you, Maria. Go ahead.
Oh, go on.
Come on.
I'm done.
All right. So it is episode 3.
I just wanted to interrupt him.
I just wanted to say that I love you so much, Maria. I really do. This is episode 300, and we have a couple of clips that we set aside. I know that Lynn collected all kinds of data, and just the Christmas season has been a time for me to spend a lot of time with family, and I haven't really spent a lot of time doing anything else, including prepping for episode 300. But I did manage to find a couple of clips where some of our listeners sent in ideas for you know, what they thought was kind of memorable to do on episode 300. And I guess the first one that we can play is something back in episode 232. And I'm not sure exactly what the date was on that. Do you know offhand, Lynn, what, yeah, that spreadsheet available, how long ago that was? Oh, she had her earplug
in. I'll need to find it.
Okay. Well, you know what? It doesn't matter. Well,
I mean, which one were you going to play?
Father Kyle, on 232.
July 2014.
July 2014. So let's have a listen to this, just to set it up. We were talking about, Pope Francis, going into a cafeteria kind of unannounced, you know, how he likes to kind of wander around and do things, you know, just spur of the moment. And so he went to one of the cafeterias at the Vatican, unannounced, and, the panel was talking about that. Okay, anytime now.
No, let's not interrupt him.
Yeah.
I don't want to sit down and talk, even though we couldn't because he doesn't really speak English and I can't speak Italian.
This is Father Kyle.
We could make out. That did not sound.
Let's hear that again.
He doesn't really speak English and I can't speak Italian. We could make out. That did not sound.
Oh no. Father Kyle's freaking out.
The lack of caffeine frozen his brain.
I can't speak some Spanish. I couldn't make out what he was saying.
Oh, my gosh. I remember that. He was on the floor. Oh, yeah.
Drops out, gone.
Can't choo-choo.
Oh, Father Kyle, you've done what nobody else has been able to do, and it's just make everybody just completely lose it.
And for those of you who aren't watching, his face is completely red, like beet red. So. Along with pretty much everybody else.
Oh, man.
All I can see is episode 3300.
Whatever episode number this is.
Yeah.
Bad.
Mark it down.
Maria and Jeff don't know what they missed.
No kidding.
I know. Listen, I'm dying laughing at the fact that he can't stop laughing.
Yeah, so we're back in real time now. I know it's kind of hard to, it's confusing to me. I was hearing things, yeah, and hearing voices, and I'm thinking, wait, is Steve talking right now? No. His mouth's not moving, so that must be the recording.
I just remember that when he started laughing, he was on the floor behind his desk at one point.
Yeah, he just drops out of sight all of a sudden. And gone.
So Father Kyle was talking about making out with Pope Francis. not good.
Yeah, that was actually
back to a PG rating for the show.
That was actually the most requested clip when we were asking people to send in your memories series of, you know, for episode 300, I think most of what I received were, you got to play that Father Kyle clip.
Well, there we go. We did it.
Is that where you got the clip of his laugh that you cut there, Jeff?
I don't know.
Different Father Kyle, right?
Yeah, that's Father Kyle. I don't think so. I think I got that from another episode that he
was
on.
Yeah, I think that was a different one.
Yeah. Anyway, so that was one of the things I wanted to play. And the other one that I have here, and I'm trying to figure out what episode this was. Here it is. It was It's Holy Saturday, Batman, episode 266, April of 2015. And Maria was talking about something. We were talking about Lent and Lenten observances. Why can't I talk this morning? Observances. There we go. And something about last minute meat.
I think everybody's lightheaded from fasting yesterday.
Catholic light. Oh my gosh. Did I tell you about last minute meat?
No, what do you mean?
Oh yeah, this is so great. Guys,
uh-oh.
So, great. So I sometimes I just look at my husband and I just die laughing because he says the silliest things. At the beginning of Lent, sometime like really like maybe like right after Ash Wednesday. It was Thursday night, and I don't work on Fridays, so we have date night on Thursday. And so it usually turns into a late night for us, and maybe we'll stay up and watch a movie late or something like that. And we eat very early because he needs to take certain medications with food and such. So we really, you know, he often gets a midnight snack. And we were watching some movie on a Thursday night. And it was getting late. It was, you know, close to midnight. And he was going to get up and make himself some breakfast, like maybe some eggs and you know, a couple of slices of bacon or something. And he says to me, he processed all of this in his mind. But the only words that he said to me as he was leaving to go make himself something to eat, he says, "Would you like some last minute meat?" I can't even say it.
And Maria then texts this. She's like, "Don't forget to eat your last minute meat." I was like, "What?" Then I said, "Oh yeah, midnight." I was like, "Chicken, time for chicken."
Anyway, every Thursday since then, he's gotten up to make himself a sandwich, like a ham sandwich or something at 11:30. He asked me if I want some last minute meat, and I'm like, "What?"
So that was a funny exchange there, the last minute meat.
I am so going to use that this year.
That was pretty mortifying.
So meet at 11:59 on a Thursday night. Yeah, that qualifies.
Just barely. Right in before the bell or whatever that term is.
Well, I mean, you know, the reverse is true. How many people wait until midnight Friday and then it's not Friday anymore and they eat?
Oh, yeah, go get a hamburger at like 12:01 or something like that. Right.
That was one thing that we did in campus ministry that I regretted was the after Ash Wednesday, the 12:01 breakfast feast that we used to do for students. You know, it had mixed messages. You know, one of them was to remind them of the fasting and get them to come to Ash Wednesday service. But on the other hand, it was making a game out of the fasting, which I didn't like. So there was always this balance of like, we really shouldn't be doing this, but we get so many students that turn out and we get a chance to educate them. And it was always this left-hand, right-hand kind of thing about whether or not it was the right thing to do.
Was that like a Shrove Tuesday pancake supper or something like this? Yes, I know. I mean, living in a college town, you know, you have all these like Shrove Tuesday pancake suppers everywhere where all the college students go to that for, you know, loads of pancakes and eggs and bacon and all that. And they say, "Oh, well, we have to use up all the eggs and the butter, you know, before before Lent starts. And so that's their excuse. Make a whole bunch of pancakes and tell all the college students to come and get it.
Except that we have refrigeration now.
Yeah. We're on the downhill slide toward Lent already. Can you
believe it? It's a quick one this year, too.
It's coming early this year.
Christmas stuff yet.
Isn't it like February 13th? Isn't that Ash Wednesday?
I thought it was the 10th, wasn't it?
Well, it's somewhere like early February. And it's like,
Yeah, February 10th is Ash Wednesday. Well, Easter comes early, too. It's the last Sunday in March.
Yeah, yes, it is.
Well, gobble up all of your eggnog, egg rolls. Egg rolls and eggnog. That's a tasty combo.
Very eggy. And the egg drop soup. Don't forget that.
And the egg drop soup. Scrambled eggs.
I actually have some friends that they go out to a Chinese restaurant on Christmas just because of that movie.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Was it Christmas Story where they go out and eat? Yeah. I actually know, I have friends. That's their tradition.
That's too funny.
Were we talking about when Ash Wednesday is this year?
Yep.
I have no idea.
February 10th is Lynn looked it up.
Oh, okay.
So listen, guys, can I interrupt you? Are we done reminiscing?
Yeah. Please.
Yeah, it was just two clips, right?
Yeah, that's all I had. But there were actually several more there. It's just that, again, I didn't have a chance to do all the prep work for it. So.
Well, it's immediately after New Year's. Do you guys want to do the Saints name generator? I think we've done that.
I did a couple of days ago, but yeah, I'm ready to go.
All right. So, and our listeners can go to saintsnamegenerator.com. And
the host can do the same thing.
And the host could do the same thing.
Okay. Is that Lisa Mladnick's thing?
No.
Jennifer Fullwiler.
Oh, Fullwiler. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. So
she actually retweeted me when I posted it on a few days ago. I felt very honored that she actually read my tweet.
That's sweet. That's sweet.
Okay. So who wants to go first?
Well, since I've done it, I will.
Okay.
So, so I went to that website and did what it said. And my saint for 2016 is Saint Paul the Apostle.
No kidding.
Yeah, which I thought was really kind of apropos because did I tell you that I'm going to Israel in March?
Oh, so you pulled the trigger on that decision.
I did. I have a definite plan in mind to prepare, you know, physically, mentally, and spiritually. And I thought that having St. Paul as a saint for 2016 kind of really falls in line with that. So there you have it.
Excellent. That's a great saint. All right. Well, I just pushed the button. And my saint for 2016 is St. Jerome.
Nice.
And his feast date is the 30th of September. And let's see. Siri not available. Oh, for some reason, my iPad thinks that I'm trying to do a Siri search. Okay. Sorry. All kinds of weird things going on. Anyway, so that's my saint, St. Jerome. That's a good one. Wasn't he the one that did the... connect to the internet. Stop it.
He was the hermit, right? He wrote the Vulgate?
The Vulgate, yeah.
Yeah.
And he said something about ignorance of scripture is ignorance of Christ or something like that. Yep. Wasn't it one of his quotes? Okay. Excellent. Okay, who's next?
Great. Can you see the saint's name generator?
Yes.
Yep.
On me? All right, so I'm gonna tell you guys how to do it. Ideally, you should pray a little bit. So it's really neat because the directions are to just find a saint for me. So you click that button. And then it tells you that while the program is waiting to pick a saint for you, to pray that you get to meet the saint that is intended for you. So I hope that I have the saint that is going to be appropriate for my needs this year. So I'm going to trust in that random generator. Show me my saint. And I got St. Jerome Emiliani.
Oh.
And whose patronage is abandoned people and orphans. Well, So the feast day on February 8th. So I wonder what is in his story that is going to speak to me. So that's cool. All right. St. Jerome Emiliani. So I'm going to leave that there for me to read later.
That's cool.
Very good.
Maybe this would be a good time to talk about saints.sqpn.com.
I think it has a different domain name now.
Oh, is it different now?
Catholicsaints.info now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. So I did mine. I got Blessed Titus Brandsma. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. Also known as Shorty.
Oh, Shorty. Was he one of the Stooges? No.
Yeah, there you go. He actually was a Carmelite brother, and was actually he lived during the early part of the 1900s and wrote against some of the issues of the Nazis that were going on. He was in the Netherlands, but of course, you know, this was during the time when Nazis were basically taking over all of Europe, and he ended up getting shipped off to Dachau. And then eventually, you know, of course, was like everyone there was treated very poorly, was overworked, underfed, and beaten daily. And when he could no longer work, he was used for medical experiments. And when he was no longer even used for that, he was murdered by the Nazis.
Not good.
No. So another martyr of World War II.
Did you say where he was from?
The Netherlands.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Lynn, do you have you done the generator yet?
I have, and I think this is almost very appropriate. So my saint's name generator came up with Saint Francis of Assisi.
Oh, never heard of him.
The reason why I say it's almost appropriate is because the parish that I attend in Durham is staffed by Franciscan friars.
Oh, so, very good.
Yeah, and so it just seems really appropriate then that I happen to have drawn St. Francis of Assisi. With, you know, just in case you don't know, feast day, it's October 4th. And, of course, my parish always has a big St. Francis week every single year. So, yeah.
Excellent. There's mine
for 2016.
Excellent. All right. And let's see. I think that covers all of us, doesn't it? Yeah. All right. That was an excellent idea. So the year in review, anything that strikes y'all, I love using that word, you all regarding. Oh, Maria, you're kind of Skyping out. Or maybe it's just me. Is it my signal?
No.
Or is she doing that with everybody else? Okay.
She just froze.
Yeah.
There
we
go. Anyway, so 2015 was a big year. Anything come to mind as what you think is one of the biggest events or stories or positive or negatives?
Oh, Pope Francis visiting the U.S.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huge.
That's
a good one. Yeah. Yeah. That's what came to mind as well.
I still, you know, whenever I see clips of that, I think about what a, how there was like this spirit of hope and positiveness for a little while, you know, in the midst of all the ridiculous political campaigning going on.
Mm-hmm. Is there a political campaign going on?
Unfortunately.
I've noticed.
I ignore that as much as possible.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's like
this cloud over our country seemed to be lifted for a little while. At least that's the way I felt about it.
Yeah. And even then, there were some politicians trying to take advantage of it and leverage it. But luckily, that kind of was drowned out by just the grace that Pope Francis brought, you know, with his visit. Excellent. Well, probably should get on with our picks of the week so we don't run out of time. So here we go. Oops. Alrighty. I had that volume down because my iPad, that's the device I'm playing the sounds with. Siri keeps wanting to engage with me for some reason. I have no idea why.
Siri wants to be on the show too.
I suppose. I don't know what she's doing, but yeah, stop it. Leave me alone.
It seemed like every time you said Saint Jerome, it was like Siri waking up. So,
oh, I wonder if I have that thing. Hey Siri. No.
Now it's not going to work.
No. Okay. Of course not. It's like an animal doing a trick, you know, and then you try to do it in front of somebody else and they just kind of look at you.
Like, meanwhile, yeah. You said, hey, Siri, and mine woke up.
Oh, did it? Sorry.
That's funny.
I had that habit. I was watching, I had the TV on and they were running an Apple commercial and they kept saying that on TV and my phone kept waking up too.
Sometimes I'll say something that has nothing to do with Siri and it just must sound like I'm saying it. And all of a sudden, ding, ding, how can I help you? What?
What? Yeah. Oh, the worst is when that happens like in a meeting because you wanted to go press something else and you double pressed instead and whatever.
Yeah. It doesn't do that anymore. Though. It doesn't speak to you when you do that anymore.
Yeah, I know.
Probably because too many people complained.
Probably happened to Tim Cook at a meeting somewhere and he immediately cut it off at that point, you know.
Exactly. We need to do something about that. That's a bug, not a feature. Yeah. So who would like to go first with their pick of the week?
Well, I will.
Okay.
If you want. So I mentioned that I'm going to Israel in March and that I'm trying to, you know, prepare myself. And one of my goals this year is to get back into a more regular habit of the Liturgy of the Hours. I've kind of not had much discipline in it in the last few months. And so I was on Facebook today and I saw a post by Bishop Coyne. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about how this time of the year, there's so many options, you know, do you do a Christmas reading? Do you do a saint? Do you do this? Do you do that? You know, and he said, I just give up and go to iBreviary, so that's my pick is when the Liturgy of the Hours gets too complicated or too many ribbons or whatever, then I go to iBreviary. And it's also keeps me from having the excuse of, well, I don't have my book with me. I can't do Liturgy of the Hours. So, cause it's always on my phone. So that's my pick. iBreviary, the app, the iPhone app. I suppose there's
Android too.
An Android one. Yeah. So if you want to get into Liturgy of the Hours, it's a good way to do it because, you don't have to fool with all the ribbons and figuring out all this and that, cause they do it for you.
Excellent. And I'll go next because mine is kind of sort of related to that. It's liturgical thing. And the liturgical thing that I'm talking about is a liturgical calendar. And many of us use calendars online. I happen to use the Google calendar system. And you can go to Universalis, which is another place to find the Liturgy of the Hours. And they have a calendar with all the major liturgical events during the year. And I'll put a link in the show notes to the universalis.com/calendar.htm#0. But again, don't worry about that. You don't have to remember it. Just look for this in the show notes. And then you'll be presented with a table of the liturgical calendar for 2016. And at the very bottom, you can click a button that says add to my calendar. And I guess if you use a different calendar system, you can still download the file and add it to your personal digital calendar. And that way you'll always know what day it is and what day in ordinary time or whatever the liturgical season happens to be. So that's my pick of the week. And who wants to go next?
I'll go next. So my pick actually comes from our good friend John Clem, who at calltoholiness.us, he puts out his top Catholic tweets every week, where it's a list of things that he's found on Twitter that he wants to highlight. Well, he also puts out every year best Catholic apps for the year. So he brought out a list New Year's Eve. For the best Catholic apps from 2015. I know we've talked about some of those, and there's some actually, and these are all new ones that we've not talked about. So, and of course, some of them are iOS only, some of them are iOS and Android. Like there's the Pope Moji app. If you haven't played with that, that's kind of fun. I like that
Pope Moji. Oh, wow.
I love it.
That I enjoy that one. That's kind of cute. there's some different kinds of apps. There's one for people who are struggling with pornography. There's one for, there's an art for Frangelico and the Masters of the Light. So it's study the masterpieces from Frangelico. So it's a good list. You know, there's about probably about 10 or so different apps. Again, some for iOS only, some for iOS and Android. By the way, this is my thing. If there's any app developers out there, there are a lot of Android devices. Please do make more Android device apps. Thank you.
Android, what is that?
It's the operating system for those who haven't completely drank the Apple Kool-Aid.
Oh, as
I'm using that, you know, a MacBook Pro. But anyways, but yeah, there's some great apps there. So do check those out again at calltoholiness.us. And thanks, John, for the great list.
Yeah, thank you, John. He's a big supporter of our show and SQPN. All right, let's continue. Maria?
Me? Mm-hmm. So I think I'm going to go with the Catholic Beard Balm. It's the Barbados Beard Balm, and it's put out by a group called, I think it's YM, ProjectYM.com, and I purchased it for my son for Christmas because part of the proceeds for the month of December went to Reignite Uganda, which is a program to help build sustainable Catholic youth ministry in Uganda. So I thought it had a really good, to support, a thing to support. But it's really just a conditioner for your beard. But to go to the website is hilarious. Go to Catholic Beard Balm.com, and Mark Shea is one of the endorsements. And I'm just going to read what he said because it cracked me up. I used to be a wormy, chop-fallen cipher. Then I discovered Barbados Beard Balm and was instantly transformed into an Olympian titan of raw manliness. Thank you, Barbados Beard Balm.
Well, here's one. You may have heard of St. Augustine.
Yeah.
The beard signifies the courageous. The beard distinguishes the grown men, the earnest, the active, the vigorous. So that when we describe such, we say, he is a bearded man.
So it's got, I bet you could use it, Jeff. It's got 4 scents, chrism, which is the one that I got for my son. And it's funny. It says it's the aroma of balsam, rose, and 50 other scents all mixed together to remind you daily of your baptismal promises. But it also has one that's called Franciscan, which smells very lightly of cocoa, nuts, and honey from the natural ingredients. But the one that made me think of this as product was when you guys were talking about the frankincense, because they have one scent that's called Holy Smoke. And it combines the aromas of frankincense, myrrh, and a touch of wood smoke to evoke the rich smells of incense. So I think if my son came home smelling of Holy Smoke, I would ask him if he was smoking. But
Holy Smoke!
Holy smoke.
I am so glad to hear about this stuff. It's not because I have a beard, but I have a good friend who's a Capuchin friar. He was the rector of the school in Papua New Guinea, and he just came back to the U.S., and he's now stationed in D.C., and he loves to grow the big, full Franciscan beard.
Wow.
And so as a welcome home from being a missionary gift, I think I'll send him some of this.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll like it. So what would you get a Franciscan friar? Or Capuchin.
Probably the Franciscan scent.
Franciscan scent. Yeah.
Or you could do the Zealot package, which is the best deal. $45, you get all 5 tins of Catholic Beard Balm and plus free shipping. So, and if you just want to buy one, it's only $10. It's pretty, pretty affordable.
Yeah. Maybe he could probably share it with some of his others in the true Franciscan scent.
Unintended.
Yeah, that word, that sounds like every other word.
Right.
Now, I have to admit, when Maria was talking about beard, I thought she was saying beard bomb, like a B-O-M-B, bomb.
That's what I thought, too.
Balm.
Balm.
Yes.
Moisturizer. Yeah. You know, in my middle age, I think I could probably use a little bit down here.
So I could put a little bit on my stash, you think, huh? I don't really have a beard. So. But at least I'd be able to smell that all day long. That would be nice.
I wish I wouldn't have shaved after my week off. I could order some of this.
Yeah, that's a great pick. Thank you, Maria. Mm-hmm. And last but not least, Miss Lynn Francisco, what's your pick? Yes,
I did come up with something. So, of course, we all know our good friend Lisa Handy.
Who?
You know, she she with a nice little Hello Kitty things coming along with her to her trip to Colombia with Catholic Relief Services. So she's going to be keeping a journal of her travel that you could find at catholicmom.com. She already made one post about coffee and, you know, basically coffee craving and why it matters and all that. So go check her out, catholicmom.com.
Excellent. I've never heard of the site. I'll have to write that down. Check it out, catholicmom.com. We love Lisa, and she's been with the network and associated with it for quite some time. Uh-huh. And
she's got a big trip coming up. She's going to Colombia. She might be out on her way. I mean, I know she was packing for it the other day, but she's she has these wonderful experiences with Catholic Relief Services. And so you might say a prayer for her and the safe travel of all them, because Colombia, I think this one kind of worries her more than some of the other places she's been. the unknown travel, that's my favorite.
But hey, just imagine all the good coffee she's going to encounter when she's there.
Oh, yeah.
They have coffee down there? you know, and let's not forget, speaking of picks of the week, we have a Catholic author here with us, Maria Johnson. My Badass Book of Saints, Courageous Women Who Showed Me How to Live, is available on several different places, but one of those is Amazon. And remember, don't forget to click on the affiliate link at SQPN before you do your shopping there. And it's a very affordable book. It's both in paperback and Kindle.
Well, thanks for the plug.
Well, I'll you're welcome.
I'll be at Catholic Mom these next couple of weeks, because that's their Saints in 16 book club selection.
Oh, excellent. Cool.
Yeah, so they're reading it with the Catholic Mom community. And coincidentally, so is Pathios.com. So was surprised that it's in both places. So, yeah, thanks for that, Jeff.
Sure.
The Year of Mercy. Good pick.
The Year of Mercy.
Yes, mercy, mercy me.
Mercy, mercy.
All right. Well, let's see. I guess I started things a little bit too early wrapping things up, because we have about six more minutes to go here. So we could probably fill that with talking about where we can go to find out more about people like Maria Johnson, Miriam Johnson.
I blog at Maria M. Johnson, Miriam M. Johnson, whatever. I don't even know. MariaMJohnson.com. Like I said, I'm at Pathios and at Catholic Mom, where they're doing the book club. And I've got a couple of speaking engagements coming up in Atlanta. Next week, I'll be speaking to the Atlanta area jail ministry program, because one of the women that I feature in the book is Antonia Brenner, who was a socialite who left that fancy life and went to work in the jails in Tijuana, Mexico. So I'll be talking to that group. And then the next week, I'll be talking to Curcio in the Atlanta area about the visit with the Pope and the beginning of the Year of Mercy and that theme. So the cool things that I'm doing. Then follow me on Twitter, at Bego.
Yay.
Yay.
At B-E-G-O.
That's right.
B-E-G-O, B-E-G-O, B-E-G-O.
Bingo was his name,
Bingo
Mo.
Was his name, yeah.
Down the dog. Appreciate you guys. Thanks.
All right. Lynn, do you have a online presence?
I do. I have a blog that I haven't really been keeping up, but I'll occasionally write down some thoughts there. It's on Blogspot, musical-chemist.blogspot.com, I think. I'll have to look that up, because that's how little I've been using it. But I'm also on Facebook and Twitter at Lynn Francisco, and I'm also starting to use Instagram as well. And I think my Instagram username there is also Lynn Francisco.
Excellent. And just to remind everyone, you are a doctor of chemistry, right?
Yeah, I am. And so I've picked up a teaching job, mainly teaching kids ages 6 through or whatever, however old they are in 8th grade. And so it's a track-out program. So they do year-round school in Wake County schools. And so whenever they're on a track-out, like a three-week break between classes, then they come to our little science day camp. And so I teach them some really cool science stuff.
That sounds rewarding.
Yeah, it is.
And also, in addition to your chemistry stuff, you are a church musician. We kind of touched upon that a little bit earlier in the show. An organist and a singer and choir director, right?
Yes.
Awesome. We need more people like Lynn out there bringing beautiful music to our churches. And thanks for being on the show with us this episode 300.
It's a pleasure.
Let's see, Steve Nelson, Everything Esteban.
EverythingEsteban.com, yeah. I'm going to start posting some things about preparing for my pilgrimage. So you might check that out.
And when is that again you're going to be heading over there?
March 12th through the 25th.
Wow, that's going to happen a lot faster than you think.
Oh, I know. And I'm a little worried about over-preparing. Because I think I might be setting expectations too high if I do that. So I'm kind of doing it a little bit at a time, you know. So if you have anybody has any suggestions about stuff like that, I've never, you know, the other pilgrimages I've been on, I've not really done a whole lot of prep work for. But this one is probably the one and only chance I'll ever have to go to the Holy Land. So I want to kind of be ready for it. But I don't want to be so ready that I miss, you know, the work of the Spirit in it, you know.
I can just see Steve. He's going to be correcting all the guides. No, that's not right. In my research, I found that. No, I'm just kidding.
Jesus actually stood here, not there. No.
Yeah. A little more to your left.
Well, I look forward to living vicariously through you and your blog when you actually make the trip. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Steve. And let's see. Father Corey Stika.
Well, of course, you can find my website at frcorey.org. I've done some work, so my homilies are actually set up in a podcast. They've been, but I've kind of cleaned it up. So you can find it in iTunes. You can go to just search in iTunes store for FR Corey, and you'll find my podcast. You'll see my little Minecraft character there. For the picture, and you can do it there. Of course, you can link. There's a link right from my website to download from iTunes as well. So you can get my homilies there. Eventually, I will be posting stuff to my blog. I'm kind of trying to clean it up a little bit and actually get that going again because I've got a few ideas I want to post on. So check that out. You can also find me Facebook, Twitter, all that kind of fun stuff at Fr Corey Stika. Last name spelled Stica.
Excellent. And trust me, you will not be disappointed if you go and listen to some of these great homilies by our great Father Corey Stika, Catholic Weekend panelist, and also on some other shows on SQPN as well, right?
That is correct. Secrets of Doctor Who is the big one I'm involved in. We just we should hopefully be recording the Christmas episode.
The Christmas episode. Yeah. All right.
Trying to figure out how to say that.
I look forward to listening to that one, even though I'm not a big Doctor Who fan. But don't boo and hiss me. Sorry. And finally, but I enjoy listening to you guys talk about it anyway. I am the airline pilot guy. If you're interested in aviation and that kind of stuff, head over to airlinepilotguy.com. And finally, thanks for hanging out with us in 2015. Look forward to a great 2016. Have a great Catholic weekend. Take care. God bless.
SQPN, leading the way in Catholic new media.